Bezalel Shemizboch will begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Gezeilah Avedin, the laws of robbing and of a lost object and the saving the Zik in the Book of Damages. When this Perek we discuss regarding if someone makes a claim regarding his friend that he stole, what's the halacha? As Rambam gives many different computations of this case. As Rambam gives halacha alf regarding when the person who stole has to swear to the person who he stole from, when it's a claim with witnesses who saw him take stuff. There was a rabbinic penalty for someone who is a robber. That the victim could swear regarding whatever he claims, but and he could collect that amount from the robber. As long as the robber has been already established, that he stole b'shnei edim with the testimony of two witnesses. And the Rambam illustrates halacha based ketzer haso. So someone goes into his friend's house to take collateral in front of witnesses, which, as we said at the end of the previous perek, that person is considered gazlan because you're not allowed to go into someone else's house to take collateral. So he goes in front of two witnesses. Now, when he went in, he had nothing underneath his jacket, underneath his garment. The yotze, now he's leaving. He has vessels that are sticking out, that are underneath his cloak. And now the witnesses can't tell what it is under his jacket. The homeowner says, this is and this is what you stole from me. So, whether the robber says, I never entered, I never took anything from your property. Whether he says, he agrees. Now he's not denying what the witnesses says. He says, I went in to take collateral like the witnesses saw, but I didn't take anything. What was beneath my garment was only my vessels. Whether he says the third thing, I took this vessel, you're right, and I agree, but that's all I took. But the homeowner claims that he took this and another vessel. So in all these cases, the homeowner could swear by holding a holy object, but he could take whatever he claims. Again, this is the right for the oath is for the victim, as long as there is a claim that was coming with witnesses who saw that he took out something. As Rambam explains, when we say this, that the victim swears and he takes whatever he claims, it's limited, only if he's claiming things which we assess him to have that type of value, at least people would deposit such expensive items by him, the things that he claimed. And he's also claiming for items that it's possible that someone could have taken underneath his cloak, like the witnesses are testifying that he did take something as he was leaving. Now, halacha dal was when the oath belongs to the robber, which is when there's a claim of the victim with witnesses who didn't see him take out anything. So here, the oath is going to be on the gazlan. Ru'u edim, let's say witnesses saw him, they saw him go to take collateral from his friend, but they didn't see him when he left. Or he left, but they didn't see anything that was bulging out from beneath his garment. Now, and this is what's different from the previous halacha. Ubalabai is toying by him, and that homeowner is claiming, he's saying, this is what he took. So, even if he says, I never went in. Where he's denying witnesses, which we don't believe a person when he's being refuted by witnesses, still are a potter. He's going to be exempt because from the fact that the homeowner does not have witnesses that he took vessels. They weren't there when he left. And now because of what's called the migud, because she'im amar, why is he exempt? Because had he wanted, if he would say this suspected gazan, nichnas nivul in natalti, yeah, I went in, they saw me go in, but I didn't take anything, and they didn't see when he left. Nishma shavuos hases, then he would take a rabbinic oath, shalai natal kum, that he didn't take anything, mahalach, and he would leave. Sh'ev sh'shikon this ligzab legozos, possibly went in to steal, but he didn't steal. And therefore, even if he says that I didn't go in, which the witnesses are refuting him, since he could have been believed with saying I did, but I didn't take, so even here he's going to be believed, and he's going to be exempt. Halacha Hey continues with now not anymore that two witnesses saw him, but when there's a claim with one witness. If one witness was testifying, shenichnas, that he went in, that he left with vessels beneath his cloak, but he doesn't know what it was. And that person is saying, I didn't steal anything. Or Shomori says, yes, but I did take something, but I took it because it was owed to me. So, since the witness doesn't know what was beneath his jacket, So Hariza Nishba when the kid is chevish like gazel. So all that it is that a eid echad is machayiv is not doesn't hold like doesn't create a liability of monies. All it does is creates a liability of an oath. That's from biblical law. So that's going to obligate this person to swear that he didn't steal. And the reason why he's allowed to steal, I mean, the reason why he's allowed to swear in contrast to the previous halachas, is she'ena muchzli b'gazlon, this elishna edim, because you don't become presumed in the status of a robber only when there's two witnesses. So therefore, it's like a regular halacha that someone swears, what's called nishba b'limishalom, he swears and doesn't have to pay because there's only one witness saying opposite of what he said, which obligates him in the oath, and therefore once he makes an oath, he's going to be exempt. Halacha vav continues, what happens if it's others who saw the stealing, not the homeowner? So, kashem shabalabai is nishba b'nitl malgazin, just like the homeowner could swear and collect from the robber when two people saw that he went into his house to take collateral as a certain halacha beis, kach shoyim shel balabai, something is regarding the guardian of the homeowner, afele ishta shoshama, or even the wife of the guardian, nishbas, she could swear, shazer notl kach lakach, that he took this and that, u'mishal magazin, and again, where in these cases, we're going to have that it's what's called nishba benoitel, in contrast to what's usually the halacha that you swear to be exempt, she could swear to collect for the homeowner the object that he purportedly stole. Now halacha zayin, however, ha'yishum lekito ischir shabalabais. Let's say it wasn't a guardian, it was just someone that's a type of a worker where he wasn't given over to watch the whole house. He just happened to be there in the house. So in nishba benoitel, if they saw what happened, they cannot swear and collect. And in an exil yechal shavam, neither could the victim swear. He wasn't there when it was stolen. They were there and they can't swear. Moreover, the witnesses don't know what he took beneath his cloak to obligate the robber to return it. And you can't make the gazan swear because he's actually suspected regarding the oath. We suspect that he's going to lie in his oath because he's already presumed to be a gazan with two witnesses and we don't believe a gazan. So actually, in halacha ches, b'ketzer oisim din zeh. So what are you doing in this situation? Can't let him go scot-free, because ultimately, you have two witnesses, and at the same time, he can't swear. And neither could the victim swear, as we usually do, because he wasn't there. So halacha is like this. Machrim balabayis, cheirim stam. So the homeowner makes a generic cheirim, which is a type of an excommunication. Al misha notel mebeis klum, whoever took from his house anything, ve'inu mag bevezin, and is not going to admit his guilt in the court. Now, and even if the robber admits that he stole somewhat, only has to return the little bit that he admitted to. There's no definitive claim from the victim to go ahead and collect. Because if he did, then he would have to, he could swear and collect everything. But the fact that he doesn't have a definitive claim, so again, he could just make a generic cheirim, and the robber, if he admits to whatever he admits, he gives back with the rest. He's not liable for. Halacha test continues regarding what happens if someone steals, but he doesn't know who he stole from. If someone stole from one of five people, but he doesn't know whose knapsack it was, doesn't know who he stole from. Now each one of them is actually claiming and saying, Ligazalta, you stole from me. Now, although there's no witnesses that he stole, so based on the halachic principle of mitzmech balabarayim, without witnesses, the defendant would be exempt from paying. In contrast to the generic halacha, here, each one of those five people will swear that he stole from them. He's going to have to pay back the theft to each and every one of them. Also, this halacha, it's a penalty that the rabbi has made, because ultimately he sinned and he stole. But didn't tell you right, but says the Rambam, but based on biblical law, he would not have to be obligated to pay out of doubt, like we said, a mitzvah mechaber, all of a riot. Now, Halacha Yud, in contrast, if Amal Shnayim, not that they're claiming from him, he says to two people, Gizalti Echad Mekem, I stole from one of you, or one of your fathers, Vini De Ezra, I don't know which one it was. So, in Bolot Zedishimim, if he wants to fulfill his heavenly obligation, which he ultimately did steal, and he wants to make sure it gets back to the rightful owner, he has to pay back the theft to each and every one to make sure it's going to get. Now, Av Bedin, but based on the halacha over here in this world, he only has to pay back the one theft that he stole. And those two people, since it's a suffix, they will divide amongst the two of them. Neither one of them knows that he was stolen from. He just comes and notifies them. And the rabbis did not penalize him in this situation because he doesn't have a claimant, in contrast to the previous halacha. Halacha Yidav continues regarding if someone claims theft without witnesses. So we spoke about two witnesses, one witness, and no witnesses. Hatoinis chaveri ba'amalev. Someone claims from his friend, he says to him, Gizaltani meya, you stole from me 100. Imama, he says, loy gizalti, he says, I didn't steal. In other words, he's what's called kaifa kol, he denies everything. So nishbash shvus has this, he makes this rabbinic oath, kidin kol nitbal, like anyone who has claimed money and he denies it all. Because there's a presumption that a person would not make a claim unless there is something here, so it requires a rabbinic oath. Now, v'mhoidesh gizal chamishim, let's say he admits, not 100, it was 50. So then, Mishalm, he has to pay obviously what he admits to. And Benishba Shvus Atayra Alashar, and he makes a biblical oath on the rest. Kedin Kol Moedim mixes what's called, someone who admits partial of the claim. And the reason why he makes the oath is Shadeh Lehuch Zagazim Be'edim, because he's not presumed to be as a robber with witnesses, and hence he's believed to make an oath. The penalty is that he has to, that they penalize, is that when we spoke about a Gazlan, we said that the victim swears and collects. That's only because, as we said in Allah Al, he's presumed to be a Gazlan with two witnesses, so he cannot swear anymore because we don't believe him. But here, where he's never presumed to be as a Gazlan, he could make that oath and exempt himself on the biblical halacha of Moedim Mikzis and make that Shvu. And b'chein atoin is chaver, so too, let's say someone claims from his friend without witnesses, shenichnis labeso gzolikeon, that he came into his house and he stole from him vessels. Boyman, he says, what do you mean? Dech mashkin lekachti b'chayvi sheshli eslach. I only took it for collateral because the money that you owe me for a debt that you never paid up. Balabai, so I mean, the homeowner says, not true. You don't have anything about me. I don't owe you anything. So although he's admitting that he took collateral without permission, he's not allowed to go into someone else's house and take it. But hoyl be'inchem edim shemidim shegazel. Since there's no witnesses over there to testify that he stole, so therefore he's not presumed to be a gazlan, and therefore we don't penalize him. And therefore, you don't say the victim could swear and collect. Rather, Hariza Nishba, rather, he swears, but Gaiva Chayvim Namashkin. And therefore, since we can't take it away from him, so he can actually collect what he's claiming is his debt, Min Namashkin, from the collateral that he took. Because Shapesha Asar, but this is a type of what's called amigoy, it's a right of claim. Because the mouth that made forbidden, meaning the fact that he admitted that he went into that person's house without permission and he took vessels over there, who are pesha hitu, the same mouth that permits it for him. In other words, and he's saying, yes, it's the vessel that I took and the debt that you owe me, because he could have denied that he even went in. And then the homeowner has no witnesses and he would not be able to take back what the guy has. So the fact that he admitted, he at least could qualify that in what he's saying, but it was a debt that's owed to him. Now, v'hoyluhu nizba menaitl, since he's swearing and collecting, so as in also its situations of nizba menaitl, reason nizba menaitl is chayvitz, has to swear holding a holy object, commissions bar bilchas toin, like we're going to explain the laws of making claims over there in Perek Alf, which, interestingly, that there's two situations, this halacha, where the obligation in the defendant to make an oath. Now, the first situation is where he admits to part of the robbery, instead of 150. And the second one is where he admits that he took it, the collateral without permission, which halacha like gezeilah. Now, both of them don't have witnesses. Both of them require swearing with a holy object, but the first situation is because of the biblical oath of Moedim Mikzis. The second situation is like when someone has collateral where he's collecting his debt with a shvua, that's going to require a holy object, like it's agreed upon from the government, therefore that's required. So from two different angles, it's going to require him to make the oath with this halacha of Nikita Shevitz, holding a holy object. Halachid Beis continues regarding making a claim with witnesses who saw that he took out vessels. So the Ru'u Eidim, if witnesses saw Shenichnus Tech Beis Chaveru Shalei B'Vnei Bala Bais, that he went into his friend's house without the homeowner being over there, Menot Mishom came, they took out vessels over there. Now, Ava Bishaytzi Megulim, in contrast, where we start off at the beginning of the parak, which is also talking about two witnesses, where he was hiding it underneath the garment, here it's a different. Ava Bishaytzi Megulim, even though he took it out, open, and the one who went in is claiming that, yeah, he bought them, that's why he's just walking out straight out in the open. If the Avad Bishop Alabai says that, and even if this homeowner is also Limkes Caleb, he generally does sell his vessels. And so therefore this person came in not like a thief. He's walking out with the thing right out in the open and he's claiming he bought it. Imton va'amar, but if he claims and he says, Derech Goz L'Kocha, no, it's not true, this person, he took it by robbing it. And the other person saying, no, b'shuscha basi, with your permission I came in, and suddenly, you sold it to me, you gave it to me, I took it because of a debt that you owed me, and he's not believed, because anyone that goes into his friend's house when he's not there, and he takes vessel and he took it from the two witnesses who saw this, he's presumed to be a robber, because whatever's in the person's house is considered in his domain and in his possession, the person's not allowed to take it out without bringing definitive proof. The vikir therefore marzai came to Balabais, has to give back the vessel to the homeowner. The inkan shvua, and there's no oath of the another. The homeowner doesn't have to swear what's called shvua sanetlin to collect it. Should I aid him ro ma'agazel? Because the witnesses in this case inkan shvua at the beginning of the peg saw what he took, what he stole. Now the acha shayarza, after he gives that back, then he could go ahead and now make his own court case and claim from the homeowner what he's claiming. What he's claiming, what do you mean? You owed me, you sold me, and he just can't take it because in this case he has to give it back because the chazaka of the homeowner. But then and then he'll have the court case between them. But again, he can't, he would not believe to say what he said. He would have to have a court case independent of that. Halacha Gimel continues regarding a claim, this time with Eid Echad. Again, as we did in the beginning of the parak with one type of case, now with the second type of case, where one person saw that he took out vessels. If there was only one witness, and the homeowner is claiming that it was this vessel that he took was stolen, that he was stealing from him, and the other person is saying, no, it's not true. I bought it. I took it because of a debt. Actually, it was mine, and you were watching it for me. He has to give back the vessel to the owner without an oath. Why? Not because had there been two witnesses, he would have to pay it back. Now, but there's no two witnesses over here. Yes. But now that there's only one witness, biblical law requires you to refute the one witness because the homeowner is claiming that he stole it and he has a witness who's verifying that fact that the person took it. Now, the thing is, the defendant can't swear because actually not refuting the witness. He agrees that he took the vessel. You're right, you saw me, but he's claiming that this was his and he has the rights to it. Now, the thing is, whoever's obligated an oath, which he's obligated, but the he cannot swear because he admits to that. He's just denying some other principle. Mishal, he has to pay because he can't. He has the obligation of the oath and he can't swear. The figure, therefore, if he's denying and he says, I didn't go into his house, I didn't take anything. Oh, since there's only one witness and he is refuting him. In this case, he's not saying, yes, I went, but it was mine, which is not refuting the witness. Here he's going to refute the witness. Oh, okay. So then he's going to make a biblical oath which is required when one witness is saying and he has to refute him and he says he didn't take anything from his house, and then he'll be exempt because here he's refuting and then he can make an oath for that denial. Halachi Yudalet. Ma'aseh be'echad was a story of an individual. Shechatav loshon shel kesem yad chaver b'fnei eid echad. He grabbed a strip of silver from his friend b'fnei eid echad in front of a single witness. Ovah ha'chayte v'amar. Now, the one who grabbed it comes along and he says, yes, chatafti. You're right, you saw I grabbed it away from him. But v'shali chatafti. It was mine that I grabbed it. V'chiyuvu chacham lahachzeh. And the chacham obligated him to return it to that person. Why? Similar principle. Nishu mechuyev shvui be'edzeh, because he's obligated in the oath because of this one witness who's he has to refute what the witness is saying. The thing is, v'eni yachal lishaveh, he cannot swear. Shanei hoidikam ha'shomahid. He's agreeing to what the witness is saying. Now, v'ilo hoyisham eid klal. Had there not been a witness there at all, so he'd make a rabbinic oath when you deny the whole claim with a migoy that he could have said, I didn't grab it. And he could swear that he grabbed his own because he wasn't yet presumed to be a gazan with witnesses. Now, but that's only if there would not be any witnesses. Now, if he would deny what the witness is saying, and he says, I never grabbed it, you're right, then he could swear the biblical oath that he didn't grab. But here, he's not doing that because he agrees that he took it, but it's his own. But you can't, because you can't make the oath, and then therefore you have to pay. And this type of law is going to be in all similar types of cases, like for example, the previous halacha where the ghost in the friend's house, not in front of the homeowner, which is hasim halacha like a chaytif, but chom welcome in all places, meaning not only Eretz Yisrael, but even the chutz la'aretz. Halacha Tzavav continues regarding a claim with a witness, but you don't know how much the value was. So chatav men zehuv me'ed echad. Let's say he grabbed from him golden coins with one witness seeing this. Boyman, he says, shali chatavti. You're right, I grabbed, but I grabbed my own. V'asim ho'yim, there was 20 of them. Now, even though the witness doesn't know how much he grabbed, he has to pay the 20. The witness knows that he grabbed the golden coins, and this guy is saying how much it was. So he's admitting to that, even though he's saying it's his own. But again, like we said, he has to swear to refute the witness, and they can't because he's admitting to the content that he's saying, and therefore he has to pay. Now, Bilah Yishnaim, because had there been two witnesses, Hayichav Shami would have to pay. The Nimtzbeirach Mechubishu comes up with one witness, he's obligated an oath, Venyochel Shaveh. And again, like we said, he cannot swear because admitting to what the witness says that he grabbed it. Kamishban, like we explained in Halacha Gimel, nobody has to pay. Halacha Design, let's assume the one who grabbed says, Esrim Chatafti Bishalihim. Says, I grabbed 20 golden coins and it was mine. And the one who was stolen from says, Meyachataf. No, it wasn't 20, it was 100 coins. Now, Bahayim Le'enu Edu Deminyan, as in the previous Halacha, since the witness doesn't know how many there were, so he pays only the 20 that he admits that he took. Now, he's claiming, again, that it's his own. But again, he has to pay. But at least he's saying 20, and the other person is saying 100, and the witness doesn't know. So then he gives the 20 that he admitted to. And he makes the biblical oath on the rest, because ultimately, he's liable for partial, like we said, because of the shavuos edecha that he cannot make. And then the halacha, the biblical halacha, is moed b'miktus, since he had missed a part of 20 out of 100, he has to swear on the rest. And again, he could swear because it wasn't muchzik to be a galsan, would any two witnesses. It says, Rambam, daiti noit b'zeh, and my opinion leans in this halacha, shei shaveya heses, that he's going to make the rabbinic oath like someone who denies the whole thing. Why? Isn't it moed b'miktus? No. Shrei lahoy de klum, because he didn't admit to anything. The liability is coming from the one witness who he cannot make his oath and never has to pay part of it. He says, I took my own. So he's not admitting to anything. Halachically, we obligate him to pay part of it. But that's not Moedim Mixes, and therefore the Shuvah that he's making is actually Shuvah's Heses, which are lesser level, the rabbinic oath, than the biblical oath of Moedim Mixes. Ramah gets in Halacha Yedzayin regarding a claim that's doubtful with one witness. So Nichnas Lebeisa Shel Chaveiro Shel Befanav. Let's say someone goes into his friend's house when the person's not there. Menotam Misham Kelim Lefnei Yerech, and he takes vessels in front of one witness. Now the ina edu day coming up. Well, the witness doesn't know how much he took. Hadi balabais. I mean, now homeowner is saying, "Esrim kelim habivesi." There was 20 vessels in my house, and that this person is not making a definitive claim that the person went in because he wasn't there, but he's saying that's how much I had in my house. Vagoyzlem, the one who stole, is saying, "Lo nataltei lasar." Eventually, I only took 10, and they were mine. Now, so chayim lahavzah asara. He has to give back those 10. The reason is because he's liable for an oath to refute the testimony of the single witness, even though the homeowner is only making a what's called a taina shema, a doubtful claim because he wasn't there, but he is saying how much he had over there. And so he, at least the 10 that he's admitting to, which he's claiming his own, but he's not believed because he has to swear the oath, because he can't make the oath. Now, but the ainin ish balashar, but he does not have to swear regarding the other 10 that the homeowner is claiming that he had 20, now he has none, and the guy's admitting only to 10. I feel the Shavuot says even the rabbinic oath. Because the homeowner cannot make a definitive claim on the gazlan because the guy went there when he wasn't home. And the defendant doesn't have to make an oath because of a claim unless it's a definite claim. Now, he has to do for the aide who sees that he took something, but he doesn't know how much it was. And that guy's only admitting to 10. And therefore, the 10 he has to give because he cannot make that oath. But for the remaining 10, he doesn't have to make even the Shavuot's Heses again because that's a tiny shema, not a tiny bari.